You're listening to SBS News.
Cries ring out constantly at a nutrition centre in the Joey refugee camp in Gambela, southwestern Ethiopia. The children at the centre are severely malnourished, and if their conditions don't improve soon, they could die. Among the children at the centre is 3-year-old Tut. During his weekly assessment, he's weighed and measured by doctors and nurses. And there's good news for Tut and his mother. He gained 600 grams last week, another 600 grams, and he will be declared healthy. But Tut is one of the lucky few. Millicent Lusiga Kafsa, a nutrition officer with the UNHCR, says 10,000 children in Gambela are at risk of starvation, and qualified medical staff are in short supply.
So you have a mother who has a child who needs care, but because you don't have enough medical staff, we don't have enough facilities in this camp, then you find that the child gets sicker and then they get into the state of malnutrition.
At the intensive care centre next door, the situation is even more dire. Cramped rooms and limited staff mean the International Medical Corps can only accommodate half a dozen children at the IC at a time. 18-month-old Nyachad Diyu was born with fluid in her head. Her mother, Nyahoth Chuol, says after 4 months of treatment, Nyachad's swelling is starting to go down.
Now it's good. It's good now. Last time it's very difficult, but now it's okay. For IMCIC, it's good for the child.
There are 400,000 people living in Gambela's 7 refugee camps, a further 400,000 in town, and demand for doctors is overwhelming. Dr. Roman Ogud is the medical director of Gambela's only hospital, which is in desperate need of repair and renovations. He says there are 21 doctors at Gambela General, which only has enough beds for 160 patients.
There is a burden in this hospital because the hospital were built considering the number of population at the time it was built. And currently, the number of population in this region has increased because of the influx of the refugees from South Sudanese, and also the integration of the Ethiopian government of the refugees into the local communities.
Across the refugee camps in Ethiopia, there isn't enough of anything. Food rations are limited, and families are eating far less than the required intake. Water, too, is in short supply. The required daily minimum of water required for drinking, cooking and washing is 20 litres, but Ms. Kafsa says a majority of refugees are receiving less water each day.
If water is not enough, that means the mothers don't have water to wash their hands, wash their soap, they don't have access to adequate latrines, they don't have access to soap, enough soap for the household, meaning that the children will ingest that and they fall sick and they become malnourished.
And with understaffing a recurring problem across the 26 camps in Ethiopia, refugees are stepping up. James Nihalgak is a social worker, focusing on the most vulnerable members of the Kule camp, the children.
I felt like that was the only way to help, especially children, because dealing as a social worker is not an easy task. It's not an easy thing, but many people fear it because it is tiresome.
Mr. Gark says more professionals are needed to deal with the most delicate problems.
We need the social workers to continue doing what? Giving all those different assistance. And the social workers are being supported. So we need donors to help the social workers, to help our children.
In Gambela, Ethiopia, Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.